Yeah, I would say he's definitely back next year. While he's made some great strides in the second half with UMD, there's still a lot of development to go. And again, he's a young kid, young kid. I believe he just turned 19 now. So, you know, he's got some development to go. He's probably a year ahead of schedule. If UMD gets back Neil Pionk, another Hermantown kid, Pionk signed after two seasons to go with the New York Rangers, and he's been blowing it up for the Rangers here the last few weeks since he finally got a call-up. I think if Neil Pionk comes back, they maybe keep Dylan, you know, they let him go play a year of juniors with Waterloo in the USHL, and he gets that full season in. But instead, they brought him up a year early. And for Jets fans who do want to see Dylan sooner rather than later, that's probably a good thing. I think he's at least at UMD one more year, if not two. It's tough to project. I mean, if he comes out and plays, if he continues the growth that we saw in the second half here, guys, you know, he's probably at UMD one more year, and then the Jets come calling.